Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
What does it mean to be human? The Darwin versus design divide. This is Seth Cooper, specially coming to you for this ID the Future podcast. The December 2006 issue of Commentary Magazine has an insightful essay by Eric Cohen titled The Human Difference. Cohen is a philosopher at the Ethics and Public Policy Center and editor of New Atlantis. He is a thoughtful writer, and his essays are must-reads in contemporary bioethics. But Cohen's article misses the mark on the place of the theory of intelligent design in the important debate over what it means to be human. A brief corrective is in order. Cohen notes that neo-Darwinian evolutionary theory doesn't offer any explanation about human uniqueness and the fullness of human experience. He rightly points out that hyper-Darwinists such as Daniel Dennett and Richard Dawkins have pushed neo-Darwinism to its outermost limits by insisting that all biological life, including consciousness, can ultimately be reduced to purposeless processes. By this rendering, human agency is an illusion fobbed off on us by our genes and through memes. Cohen then briefly touches upon the theory of intelligent design. He is skeptical, but should be credited for attempting to define it accurately. But things go a little awry. Writes Cohen, quote, "Whatever the merits and limits of ID as an explanation of human origins, it too offers little as a theory of man's being. Saying that humans are designed says nothing about what they are designed for, or how they are different from other animals." End of quote. Cohen goes on to write that intelligent design is seriously challenged by the disorderliness prevalent in nature. Finally, Cohen writes, quote, "By focusing relentlessly on man's origin, not on man's being, ID theorists ultimately make the same error as orthodox Darwinists." End of quote. Now, a few things need to be said. It is true that the theory of intelligent design makes a minimalist claim. Namely, certain aspects of the universe and living systems are best explained by an intelligent cause. The theory is not necessarily at odds with many definitions of evolution, including change over time, or even the universal common ancestry of all life. Design is an inference from empirical data relying upon our common sense experience with cause and effect phenomena. And the mere detection of design does not by itself give any direct answer to larger metaphysical questions. But the limited claims of intelligent design in no way come at the expense of other sources of knowledge that seek to explain who we are as human beings. For starters, scientists and philosophers supportive of intelligent design have offered important intellectual support for the very idea of human agency. UCLA research psychiatrist Jeffrey M. Schwartz has written on how the human mind can rewire the human brain through focused concentration, and how materialism utterly fails to explain the purposeful, intelligent activity of the human mind. Philosopher Angus Manouge has also provided a potent defense of human agency and a strong rebuke of reductionist theories of consciousness in his book Agents Under Fire. Remember, the hyper-Darwinists mount a strong materialist attack on all intelligent agency. By defending intelligent agency, including human agency, intelligent design elevates man and shows him to be different from the rest of the animal kingdom. Again, mere design detection, even in the human mind, does not provide an overarching message about human meaning. But intelligent design invites other knowledge disciplines to explore implications flowing from the understanding that there is an underlying design in nature. For example, authors Benjamin Weicker and Jonathan Witt took a step beyond the theory of intelligent design in their book A Meaningful World, engaging the aesthetic wonders and genius of nature and human creativity. And nothing in the empirical conclusions offered by design scientists precludes serious philosophical or even theological reflections on the disorderliness of nature that Cohen refers to. Hyper-Darwinism, on the other hand, is not at all hospitable to philosophical inquiry that takes seriously the idea of human agency as a non-reducible aspect of reality. Such ardent materialism cannot even take seriously the free-willed actions of evolutionary psychologists conducting the research that it purportedly relies upon. There is all the difference in the world between hyper-Darwinism and intelligent design in addressing the question of man's being. Hyper-Darwinism is both a reductionist claim and a totalizing claim. All of life, including all of man, is ultimately reducible to purposeless material processes. But intelligent design presents both a modest and inviting claim. The material world reveals its own immanent design and points beyond itself in such a way as to invite deeper philosophical examination. In the end, it is intelligent design that makes the question of human meaning meaningful. This is Seth Cooper signing off for ID the Future.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.